Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology Podcasts. This is the 25th podcast in our series. I'm Elliot Maris, the editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. With me today is Anant Agrawal, Chief Marketing Officer of Cantaloupe Systems. Anant, back on December 21st, we had an operator who, in our podcast, actually questioned the benefits of planogramming the machines. He says that if you planogram a machine, how do you know the drivers are following the planogram? If a product goes in a wrong slot, the data, which is used to determine the PAR level, becomes worthless. How do you answer this concern?
We feel planogramming is absolutely critical for the management of the company to truly understand what's selling out in the field and at what velocities. And the way to enforce that drivers use the planogram correctly and fill the product in the right slots is pre-kitting. And that's the biggest benefit that we see pre-kitting brings in operation is control. And the way that works is if you give a driver, say, 10 bins with exactly what they need for each of those machines, if the driver doesn't put in the right product, the right slots, or takes product off the back of the truck, if they have any, to make up for any differences, then that's going to affect their schedule when they create a dynamic schedule for the next time. And so when the driver gets out there, it's going to be incorrect. So when clients sign up with us initially, the first month or so, it is a challenge for the driver to work with management to get all the inventory levels correct and the planograms correct. But the driver quickly realizes the benefit for themselves that when they get to the machine, as long as they put in whatever's in the bin in the right slots, there's nothing else that they really have to do or account for or have to answer to.
So the driver, because he will see it in his own interest to follow the planogram correctly, that's what will make this system work.
Absolutely. I mean, if the driver comes back with extra product, that means they didn't follow the directions in the field. If the inventory levels are incorrect, the machine's going to be called for service at the wrong time, or you're going to have out of stocks, and the customer's going to call and complain. Again, this is all because the driver just didn't put or follow the directions on the planogram. And like I said, it takes about a month to driver to catch on to that, and it becomes very self-serving for them, where they want to make sure that the pre-kits are packed correctly at the warehouse, because then when they're in the field, they don't really have to think about much. They open the bin, put the product in, and leave. And the system works great after that.
Okay, and are you actually seeing trucks coming back to the warehouse at the end of the day completely empty?
Absolutely.
You are? Okay. Well, that's certainly a maximum return on your labor. All right, well, that concludes the podcast. Anand, thank you.
Thank you.